Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on Air Mobile.
My name is Anthony Walsh, founder and chief executive of Here to Feel a Homeless Charity. So tonight we're getting ready to hit the street. All right. So what we'll do is we will cover about 50 locations across the city tonight.
Okay, do you need baby wipes or nothing?
I'm homeless last 8 years.
What age are you, Jerry?
I'm 30.
What's it like during COVID?
Nah, it's just harder to get money. Before the COVID kicked in, I was able to get the money handy, but now people only have cards.
You're here out in Santry. Would you rather stay out here than be in the city centre at the minute?
Yeah, it's more safer out here. But there's all cameras all around here, so if anything happens to me, it'd be on camera.
What's the city centre like at the minute?
It's dangerous. To me, I know that I'm on heroin, but there's killings going on in town over drugs. So I'd rather be out here than in city centre.
Have you ever been attacked yourself in the city centre?
Loads of times.
What happened?
Getting money robbed off me. People saying that I had drugs when I didn't. I got bit up. Loads of times sober.
Would you like to be away from this altogether?
I wanted away from the gear and the crack. I want my life back.
Well, you stay safe and you have a number, have you? Do you really number?
As you know, we've just a death there yesterday with a homeless guy, but previous to that, over the last 8 weeks, yesterday brought the number to 14. Previous to that, there was 13 deaths down to due to suicide and alcohol and drug related.
That's 14 during the pandemic, is it?
Yeah, it's 14 in 8 weeks. Just here.
So it's just gone past midnight. We've engaged with about 40 people. I'm told this is a quiet night, but there seems to be, in my eyes, a lot of rough sleepers around. We're now in Thomas Street, and I've just met David, who told me he is newly homeless.
Usually I sleep down close to Dame Street. There's a nice little underground where it's quite safe, very few people pass. So, yeah, I feel a lot safer there.
And do you just switch from place to place each night?
Yeah, I got offered tonight by this man to come here because he said it's a good spot, so I decided to follow him.
What's the city centre like at the minute? I've been speaking to some...
I stay away because it's not safe.
Yeah.
So
is it really dangerous? Have you had experience of it?
I've heard too many stories for me to want to risk it. So I just stay in excluded areas where there's not that many people at night.
How long have you been on the streets?
Since July, the end of July. A lot of the time we're isolated and I have mental health issues, so it doesn't make it any easier.
It is tough, yeah. I mean, only for the services such as Feed Our Homeless here now that are out with us. I mean, I don't know what we do, honestly, because... you could sit outside a shop maybe with a cup, but I mean, people, you know, there's not that many people up and down. That's just the way it is. People are cocooning and whatever, you know. So it has been that little bit harder. All right, I would say that.
It's now just past 2 o'clock in the morning. We're over around Bus Aras, quite a few people sleeping rough around here. And I was over at Shore Street Garda Station, and there's actually five homeless people sleeping in the Garda Station. And I've met Daniel, who's just 20 years of age.
My first name is Daniel. No, yeah, it's safe. Even though I sleep there, right? I got robbed across the road there a couple of weeks ago, believe it or not. All my stuff gone. So, I mean.
And what's the city centre like?
Why is it like? It's rough. It's full of drugs. It's if you're homeless and you've never taken drugs, like there's an 80% of the chance you're going to end up being strung out on drugs if you're here for a couple of months.
Daniel, you're easily the youngest looking person I've spoke to tonight. What age are you?
20. 20 years of age. I'm trying my best to get a nice job, to be honest. I'm being trying to do and because of drugs. That's all been in my head for the past few weeks. Drugs, drugs, drugs. I don't know how to get out of this.
Tony, we're back. We must be out there 6 hours. It's,
yeah, it's been
approaching half past three. How many people do we engage with? Because you were saying that seemed like a quiet night, but there still seemed to be plenty of people on the streets.
Yeah, no, it was like one night last week we were out as well, and I came back and it looked quiet, but with all the locations that we have here, and then you add up the numbers, we do males, females and couples, and the total tonight was 105. And that the streets are fairly quiet, but as I said, when you put these numbers together, like, there's still a lot of people out there.